Yes.
I'm Annie.
So thank you for being here. And what we'll go ahead and get started is have each of you introduce yourself. Tell us what you've been up to in the past month since the last brekkie, and also ask for help. So what can we do to help you with an event, a product, service, or an endeavor so that you can play big?
That's Lauren Klein, CEO of Girl Made, which hosts various events around Reno aimed at supporting female entrepreneurship. Twice a month, local businesswomen meet up for what's called Brekkie for Bosses. They talk shop, share triumphs and challenges, and then comes the ask.
So you can help me by coming to either our event, I've been Chucky, or tuning into the live stream.
Rachel Arst McCullough, who runs her own web marketing firm in Truckee, is a co-founder of the monthly event series Silicon Mountain. The group just got a sponsor to help live stream its meetups, so McCullough wants to make sure people tune in. McCullough is one of about 20 women seated at a long table at Two Chicks in Midtown Reno, giving their updates one by one. Amy DeSue is up next. She's a designer working on growing her sustainable fashion line, Lily of the Valley Isle.
Well, I'd like to connect with the people who do know about manufacturing. Also, I need more sort of brains on the issue of marketing, advertising, sales, because a lot of the traditional routes that I've pursued that are pretty typical for the fashion industry just require such a high dollar investment.
After each ask, everyone jumps in with suggestions. People to meet, resources to check out, ideas for funding. That's part of what makes the all-female group work, according to Adrienne Ashley, founder of Crowded Reality, a crowdsourcing platform for the entertainment industry.
I can roll out of bed with no makeup on. The women here are the best of the best in every different industry. It is like the ultimate mastermind where every single time I have needed something, the person has always been right here at that moment, like the universe conspiring on my behalf. So just show up.
It's testimonials like that that made Girl Made CEO Klein buy the company last year. As the mother of two teenage girls, Klein says her interest in Girl Made was initially sparked by its Girl Empire event, which brings around 100 middle and high school girls together with local professionals for a day of leadership training and skills building. But she quickly came to realize a growing need for support of local female entrepreneurs in general.
There's this assumption that it's already been done by a man, therefore that we wouldn't move forward to do something on their own. Or there's not the immediate confidence that I could probably do it better, even if it was done. So why is that?
It's not just a Reno problem. Despite recent gains, less than 5% of CEOs at S&P 500 companies are women. The United States government has never met its goal of awarding 5% of federal contracts to women-owned businesses. Klein says the gender gap is particularly apparent in the high-tech industry, where women struggle to get the venture funding and CEO roles that their male counterparts access regularly.
But I'm particularly interested to see women in high-growth startups. When you look at boards, the numbers are growing and increasing, but we can do better.
Beyond the various Girl Made events and workshops, the Reno Tahoe area is becoming a more supportive place for female entrepreneurs in general. There are pitch competitions aimed at women, the city of Reno has given out seed funding for female-led startups, and the area is home to one of the country's few Women Who Code meetup groups. That all bodes well for a more inclusive Reno Tahoe startup scene. And as Klein likes to say,
if we truly want to engender different thought and be diverse, we have to be more inclusive.
Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.